When the WPU was required to merge in 1973, Rosemarie Johnson favored the merger. By then, she'd been in the union for 25 years. While they didn't need more members, she knew that when men entered a profession, finally the pay scale would go up. Invariably, changes in leadership occurred as well. When the men took over, leadership waned and membership dropped, never to return.